this is the English program. Well, I've got this article here I'd like to read out for the English program. It's called Personality, a User Guide. It's been written by Dr. Daniel Nettle of the Open University, and I found it on the Open University's Open Learn website. The address open.ac.uk. Dr. Daniel Nettle discusses some of the differences in our personalities and behaviours. So I find it very fascinating myself. So here we go. We're all familiar with the idea that different people have different personalities. But what does this actually mean? It implies that different people behave in different ways. But it must be more than that. After all, different people find themselves in different circumstances, and much of their behaviour follows from this fact. Our common experience reveals that different people respond in quite remarkably different ways, even when faced with roughly the same circumstances. Abby might be happy to live alone in a quiet and orderly cottage, go out once a week, and stay in the same job for 30 years, whilst Beth longs for exotic travel and needs to be surrounded by vivacious friends and loud music. Charlie goes through a string of divorces from marriages that seemed solid, whilst Derek stays in one that seems unlikely for most of his life. Erica loves walking and landscape paintings, whilst Fran likes abstract art, punk rock, and bungee jumping. In all of these cases, we feel that it cannot be just the situation which is producing the differences in behaviour. Something about the way the person is wired up seems to be at work, determining how people react to situations. And more than that, the kind of situations they get themselves in the first place. This is why personality seems to become stronger as we get older. When we are young, our situation reflects external factors such as the social and family environment we were born into. As we grow older, we are more and more reaping the consequences of our own choices, living in places we ourselves have chosen, doing jobs that we were drawn to, surrounded by people like us whom we have sought out. Thus, personality differences that might have been very slight at birth become dramatic in later adulthood. Personality, then, seems to be the set of enduring and stable dispositions that characterize a person. These dispositions come partly from the expression of inherent features of the nervous system and partly from learning. Researchers sometimes distinguish between temperament, which refers exclusively to characteristics that are inborn or directly caused by biological factors, and personality, which also includes social and cultural learning. Nervousness might be a factor of temperament, but religious piety, in an aspect of personality, overlaid perhaps on some temperamental foundation. The discovery that temperamental differences are real is one of the major findings of contemporary psychology. It could easily have been the case that there were no intrinsic differences between people in temperament. That is to say, it might have been the case that all humans were basically running the same software, which would mean that given the same learning history, the same dilemmas, they would all respond in much the same way. Yet we now know this is not the case. Personality measures turn out to be good predictors of your health, your likelihood of divorce, how happy you typically are, even your taste in paintings. Personality is a much better predictor of these things than social class or age. The origin of these differences is in part innate. That is to say, when people are adopted at birth and brought up by new families, their personalities are more similar to their blood relatives than to the ones they grow up with.